So there's a saying in venture, I'd rather invest in an A-plus team than an A-plus technology, because technologies come and go, but the teams are the ones that you really want to focus in on.
Hi, I'm Dave, editor at S&T, and this is TechSpeak. That was Sean Singleton from America's Frontier Fund, investor and guest speaker at the recent Silicon Valley Innovation Program, or SVIP, Demo Week, which brought together 30 startups, venture capitalists, or VCs, and operational agencies over the course of 2 days. Next, Melissa Oh, SVIP Managing Director and event host, reminisces about the early days of the program.
When we started SVIP about 7 years ago, in late 2015, many VCs that I talked to said, we're not interested in talking to you. The government was too slow. You know, you're causing our companies to pivot too far into government, and we need them to stay successful and in their commercial business and not be distracted. It was really challenging, actually, to have startups even be aware of our program. But we really worked well with startup communities, with accelerators, with VCs, to help them understand our business model. And that really has helped attract a lot of new startups, particularly women and minority founders, to our program, to really wanting to apply and get into doing more work with DHS. 7 years later, we've got VCs that are actually focused on dual use and are having great successes. So that is a sea change that I'm seeing, and I'm super excited for that.
And as for the startups, we caught up with them at the event's Tech Expo. They had a lot to say about the advantages of working with SVIP. Here's CEO and founder Jacqueline Fitterman with CTO Eric Fitterman from the company Signal.
We have really grown our technology and have been able to meet with different potential customers, receive very valuable feedback, and it's really helped us enhance our product.
The other great benefit is working with other great companies in the Homeland Security ecosystem. So it's really opened a lot of doors, it really has, and given us some great feedback and helped us make a better product that solves a hard problem.
We absolutely would recommend anyone who's interested in exploring how they can apply their technologies to Homeland Security, whether they have an idea that's already in motion, maybe commercially, or just a thought that they're ready to prototype, should explore opportunities with SVIP. There's just a lot of great things that can be done when they're part of this program.
Even globally, SVIP is attracting innovators like CEO Galvin Wijaya from Loretta.io, based in Singapore. Let's hear from him next.
We started working with SVIP as a company in 2020. And during that time, we were looking for customers that really understood the technology of the business. And SVIP was one of the only ways, as an international company, we could work with the US government. And so it gave us a way to open up our aperture of possible technologies and possible clients to somebody who really understands the value of the technology. And that helped the company a lot, because what ended up happening was that we were able to build a higher quality technology based on a more strict demand that the government had.
And what kind of problems are SVIP-funded companies solving? S&T Special Advisor Dan Cotter spoke to this in keynote remarks.
I think today we've had about 80 companies that we've engaged with. It was mentioned a little bit, but the diversity of the problems sets that Silicon Valley has put out there that you've raised up to is really impressive. Energy harvesting fabrics, particularly for our first responders. IoT security, K9 wearables for K9 health, language translation for U.S. Coast Guard, forgery, counterfeiting, and of course, autonomy, unmanned aerial systems. You know, it's enormous.
An encouraging note from government: young companies are welcome. Here's our SVIP managing director again.
So we do our contracts through something called the Other Transaction Authority. It doesn't require a company to, you know, having had lots of government contracts in the past. In fact, our requirement is that they cannot have had a federal government contract totaling over $1 million within the last 12 months. So we're really looking for nimble, small companies under 200 employees.
Melissa and startups alike shared high hopes for the event and what's next for the startups participating.
So through this event, I am really actually hoping to achieve these organic collisions that might occur between our companies. I think that I've seen a lot of interesting questions that are coming from our companies to other companies, and I can see already some of the beginnings of new partnerships.
Here's Jacqueline Fitterman again on why her company has attended 3 demo weeks.
This is actually the 3rd demo week that we participated in, but the first in-person one. And it's been a fantastic experience. We really are having a great time interacting with fellow companies, with others in the SVIP program managers. It's just great to interact in person, learning a lot from what some of these other companies are doing too and how they're part of the SVIP and what solutions they're providing.
It's exciting to know that S&T is attracting the best of American and global ingenuity from the startup community to solve some of Homeland Security's biggest challenges. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow us at DHS SciTech. DHS SCITECH. Bye.